WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Andy Field. Two Israeli hostages, both women, released by Hamas. ABC's Inez De La Caterra is in Jerusalem.
Protests being held over the weekend, pressuring the Israeli government to try and do more to secure these people's release. We know the American government has been involved. They've said that they, it's a top priority for them to bring American hostages home, and we know that Americans are among the hostages. So two Americans released over the weekend, now two Israelis released today.
White House saying it will not dictate terms to the Israelis on how they should move forward with military action against Hamas. There are worries over a potential wider war. Israeli air attacks hit targets in the occupied West Bank, Syria, and Lebanon, and traded fire with Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group at its northern border. At this hour, House Republicans holding a candidate forum for Speaker. Nine GOP congressmen trying to win the party's nomination to lead the House. Republicans expected to hold another first secret ballot vote tomorrow. This is ABC News. Donald Trump has declared his candidacy in New Hampshire's 2024 presidential primary.
Former President Donald Trump arriving in Concord, New Hampshire Monday, formally filing to run in that state's 2024 presidential primary, the first former president to do so in person in New Hampshire's history. Several of Trump's Republican rivals have already filed in the Granite State. Justin Finch, ABC News, Washington.
Washington, D.C. announcing new anti-crime measures, new laws aimed at retail theft would let D.C. police declare temporary drug-free zones to fight drug sales and distribution, and once again outlaws wearing a mask while committing crimes. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the core of the city's policing strategy remains the same.
MPD continues to be a leader in fair and constitutional policing across this nation. They continue to work every day to have and keep the trust of our city.
Andy Field, ABC News.
For WGBW 97.9, the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Green Bay School Board has a busy agenda tonight. They will meet to discuss closing two schools. Superintendent Claude Tiller recommends closing Tank and Keller Elementary Schools, saying it would save the cash-strapped district $1.5 million a year. Under the proposal, Tank students would move to Lincoln Elementary, Keller students would move to Kennedy Elementary. The board will also discuss what to put in a proposed $150 million referendum they will put to the public. The referendum could include a new elementary school, renovating West High School and moving district offices there, and updating security in district buildings. A local fire department has received a grant from the federal government for over $1 million. The Howard Fire Department was given $1.2 million to buy new equipment and hire more first responders. The fire chief says at any given time, there will be five firefighters available to the public. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Mino and the Mayor.
Right. Do you ever have ladies come to your shop, your beautiful, wonderful store on Military, and ask if the diamond they got was real?
Absolutely, they do.
They do, huh?
And how many, if any, are married to people like John Mino?
What's that supposed to mean?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app,
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. It doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the... You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Good evening, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. Welcome to your Paul Revere Show. We are here every Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m. at WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM. And folks, you know, we have been on the air now quite a while trying to talk about democracy in Wisconsin, how to keep moving forward. And, you know, I think a lot of times people wonder whether there's any progress being made. And so tonight I am very, very honored and privileged to have with me Pastor Greg Lewis of Souls to the Polls. Hello, Pastor.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. So Pastor Lewis has been a guest before. And for the new listeners, Pastor, how about just sort of, what is Souls to the Polls? What's your mission?
Well, you know, we are, you know, in 2010, we started an organization called Pastors United. So we have about 400 faith leaders working together in advocacy. And there were some initiatives that we wanted to accomplish during the time that we were in existence. And one of them was civic engagement. So we had met with Barack Obama's lead advisor. What was her name? I can't remember her name. Wow, that's crazy. What was the lady's name? What was her name? Oh, anyway, we met with her, and she said, you know, you can vote on Sundays. And we said, wow, man, Souls to the Polls. Yeah, that's what we'll do on Sundays. And we started really working to really do early voting on Sundays, Souls to the Polls. We when, where, why, what, how, everything voting. We're the information hub in this town for getting out the vote. We are proud to say that, you know, people depend on us for information. And we certainly try to deliver, and that's what we do. We're nonpartisan, 501c3, so you know we can't really push candidates, advocate for anybody, but we certainly do urge folks to get out and express themselves and engage civically in our community.
So I realize that you are nonpartisan in Souls to the Polls, and you're focused primarily in the Milwaukee area, but you've done a lot of work around the state as well, right?
No, we're Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin now. I mean, so, you know, we organize all over the state, you know, especially Green Bay, Appleton, Kenosha, Racine, Beloit area, all these areas where you might find folks who have lots of folks who are willing to let people knock on their doors and urge them to vote. So we're Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin. I know you see Souls to the Polls, Milwaukee on my screen here. That's an old screen, but we're now Souls to the Polls, officially Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin.
So there've been a lot of discussion in Madison about democracy, about, you know, and threats of impeachment. And how does Souls to the Polls see these issues at this time in Wisconsin history?
Well, you know, I've always said that, you know, the politics now are just nasty and vulgar. I mean, it's really a bad time and place in America. In Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, it's a bad time because we have people in power who really don't sit in these seats of power to help people who voted them into office. You know, I kind of call it, you know, it's a scorched earth politics. They'll just do anything, burn up anything, destroy anything just to keep power. And that means it affects the people who they have promised to serve. And most of those people right now, unfortunately, are voting against their own self-interest. I mean, why would you want to support a person that doesn't look out for your interest? That just doesn't make sense. So, you know, that's how we feel about that. You know, it's not, you know, a party for me. It's what's right and what's wrong. And what's right is what we ought to be doing. You know, as a man of the cloth, I believe in righteousness. I believe in correctness. I believe in proper etiquette, even in politics. I believe that we should work to help one another and build up the whole body here. But we have a legislation now that really only supports themselves. They don't look out for the people at all. And that just doesn't make sense to me. And we ought to, you know, vote to make sure that we put folks in office who look out for our interests instead of just voting folks in office just because. That's just a crazy, crazy way of running a democracy, voting for folks just because. People ought to, you know, we ought to command folks to look out for our interests, and we ought to demand that they do it and not look out for themselves. And that's basically where we come from with our Souls to the Polls agenda.
You know, there's been talk by some people in Madison and threats to impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz, who was just elected to the, or recently elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. You know, she won by 11 points, which was, a huge margin statewide. What discussion has Souls to the Polls had about, you know, the fact that she's being attacked or being impeached? How do you see that as a threat to democracy or to an independent judiciary? How did, you know, what's the discussion with, you know, amongst the members of Souls to the Polls?
You know, it's like we're living what some folks would call a dictatorship. You know, we voted for a Supreme Court justice. She ought to be able to serve her term in office until it's over. I mean, that just makes sense. I mean, why? See, it really doesn't make sense. And, you know, just to put it on a real basic level, it's just dumb. It's stupid. You know, it's almost like when people come to our community and say, you know, we're cheating. We're trying to vote. We're cheating. I'm like, hey, man, we can't even get people to vote. How are we going to get them to cheat? So that's just crazy. So this lady is willing to vote for fair maps. Now, how do you have an argument when you say, well, we don't want you to vote for fair maps? That's just nuts. That's just crazy. That doesn't make sense. That's just dumb. I mean, it's idiotic. And people who support those types of behaviors ought to really consider, you know, reevaluating, you know, what they're really supporting. I mean, it's just not making sense. I mean, you're a lawyer, you know, you have to be rational and reasonable every day. I mean, it shouldn't make sense to folks who are rational and reasonable. It just doesn't make sense. There's no reason for her to even have to worry about being impeached. She's done nothing wrong. The only thing she has done has been a fighter for what is right. Now, why do you want to impeach someone who's a fighter for what is right? That's all that's how we feel about that situation. It's enormously idiotic and stupid. I mean, you know, but most of the things that happen now in our government are just that way. That's why people are so sick of it. I'm like, you know, people are just sick of it. It's not just Black folks. It's not just brown folks. It's not just poor folks. It's all folks. It's a real, real desire for people to have somebody in our system of government who is going to be reasonable, who is going to be for real, who is going to do the right thing. And these people know when things are being done right. And I'll tell you something. These people have clocked out. They said, man, I don't even want to have anything to do with it. I don't even want to vote. I'm registered to vote, but I'm not even voting because none of them make sense to me. We're in a terrible place right now, Mark, and it saddens me to have to say that, but you know, but we still have to do our job, man. We still got to get people to come out here. You have to take the bull by the horns, and you have to prove that you matter, and you do that by voting. You know, I tell folks, I say, man, you say your vote don't count. Why your vote doesn't count? Why are so many people trying to make sure that you don't vote? That just doesn't make sense. So we have to make sure that we convince these folks that, hey, let's try it. Let's do it. Look, we've never been 100% of all of us going out to vote. Why don't we try that before we give up on voting? That's what I'd like to see.
For real. You know, Do you think, though, that, you know, these folks that keep talking about impeaching Justice Janet, do you think that they just hope to wear people down so they don't care and that they do give up?
No, I just think that they miscalculate what they're doing. You know, they have become so confident in just doing wrong and bad things that they think they can do anything and get away with it. This is an anything and get away with it kind of situation. I mean, this is garbage, you know. I mean, see, and then you have to go out and argue with these people about this, Mark. You know, and in the Bible, it says that, you know, when you see two people arguing, you really can't tell which one is the fool. If I'm arguing with you about foolish nonsense, man, I hate this. I hate we have to go through this. I hate we have to go through this arguing with foolishness.
Well, folks, you heard it here. I am honored to have Pastor Greg Lewis of Souls to the Polls with us tonight on the Paul Revere Show. We're always trying to move Wisconsin forward. We will be back on the other side of this break with more from Pastor Lewis and, you know, focusing in on the map issue and what does it really mean in terms of what's a fair map and why do we have so much foolish nonsense to listen to and how did that come from the map? So we'll be right back, folks.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance.